They carry all the forcible entry tools, mm-hmm. all the salvage covers, the generator for lights,
mm-hmm.
and all the wall ladders, different size wall ladders that you need for different height of buildings, plus a 100-foot aerial ladder.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just about it. Operates the aerial ladder, operates off of power takeoff under hydraulic pressure. Just like instead of the pumps, when you park the truck, put the power takeoff, that's what operates your hydraulic pump. Mm-hmm. That pumps hydraulic fluid to raise the ladder, the aerial ladder. The other's a man wall ladder. You have to raise them manually.
Which kind do you have
here? It's 100-foot aerial. Just like you know, operated with hydraulic fluid.
Yeah, well, I see. Okay,
Well, we got one here.
Let's see. These are the large fire trucks with aerial hose and boom and bucket.
No, well, that's what we call a rescue unit. We don't have
it.
We got one here in Nashville, but it's not stationed here.
We don't have it here, okay.
It's got a bucket on the end of it and booms. And it's raised by hydraulic fluids also.
Uh-huh, and what do you call that?
We call it a rescue unit.
What about a snorkel truck?
Well, it's the same thing
to
us. We call ours rescue, but it's really a snorkel truck. That snorkel is a brand name.
Oh, really? Oh,
it's a brand name. Snorkel built it.
Uh-huh.
Snorkel was the first people that invented it.
So.
But we got one made by Seagrave Corporation, but it's called a rescue. Oh. The same difference.
Yeah. And what about if somebody had a heart attack, what kind of small truck might be sent by the fire department?
We have an ambulance. That's all we have.
Chief's pump.
And the fire chief, what does he drive in?
Drives in a Pontiac automobile.
What would you, not the name brand, but what would you just call that?
Chief's automobile.
Okay.
Chief's car.
Here we go.
Now, what do police drive in?
A police car.
Okay. Are there different kinds of vehicles that the police department uses?
Yes, they have a van, a carry-all.
What does the van do?
The van is the one they carry this alcoholic testing thing in. If you stop you from drinking, they pull you over and let you breathe in there.
Uh-huh.
They got all this apparatus on there to see if you're drunk.
Yeah.
And a carry-all is some of they transport prisoners from their districts into the jail to keep them from cars having to go in.
Mm-hmm.
Call them paddy wagons if you want to. Or carry-all.
You call them carry-alls, okay.
I do. It's just all it is, a little, like a station wagon, more or less. You know.
Are there different sizes in these?
No, they carry all about the same. They have different sizes, but we don't have one size in Nashville.
Oh, I see. Okay. How about the aircraft that the police sometimes use?
Helicopters.
Okay. If something is squeaking in your car, you might to make it slide and to lubricate it, you'd have to do what to it?
Greasy.
Okay. And if it got all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all...
Greasy.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you take your car into a gas station and you ask for gas and ask them to check the water and...
It's all off.
Okay. What do you use to burn in lamps?
Kerosene.
Okay. Is there another name you might call?
Coal oil.
Okay.
I'm getting water on you there then.
What would you usually use? Would you say kerosene or
Now I do, but I used to call it coal oil.
Well, I'm not.
Do you find that you change using words a lot?
Mm-hmm. In the last few years.
Really?
In the last 10, 15 years,
Are you very conscious of this?
Well, I'm not until I start talking to somebody. Mm-hmm. Some of you better bring it to my attention.
Mm-hmm. I see.
I'd call it.
I wouldn't.